Good evening and welcome. This week, while trying to prepare for this service, I prayed over the subject and what I should speak on. And nothing really came to me until Saturday. And I prayed over it until then and prayed about it Saturday and came to church this morning, and Roland preached on the very same thing. So I thought about that a little bit this morning, and I decided that I did pray about it and in faith. And so guess what? You get to hear some of the same things that Roland spoke about this morning, because I do believe the Lord put these things on my mind. So if you would turn to Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Jesus Christ came to the earth to redeem mankind for God, the Father, that we might be united with him in pure, being pure and spotless. And he made the sacrifice. He made this sacrifice by the will of God, the Father, and established his church on earth. And he blessed it with many spiritual gifts. And if you continue on in Matthew 16, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them over 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cameth and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and bought over 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strewn. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strewn. Thou oughts therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Here we have these servants. Whether the 2, the good and faithful ones, one received 5 talents and the other received 2. And they both doubled the money, and they both received the same reward. The servant that received 1 talent, he had the money because of fear. And sometimes we're kind of like that. we might look at ourselves and say we're not blessed like somebody else. We can't do the things that someone who's greatly blessed can, because we only received a small portion. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much we've been given. The fact that we've been given is the point. And that if we make the effort and trust in God and have faith in Him, then we can grow that talent. And that was what the problem with the man that had the one talent that was afraid. If he would have trusted in God and had faith, he would have known that he wouldn't have lost that talent by investing it or using it. And because he didn't do that, he did lose it. Rollins, I'm going to reference Rollins' sermon this morning. He told us a parable about a man who the Lord told to push against a rock. And so the man went out and pushed against the rock. And after a time, he came back and asked the Lord why he told him to push against the rock, because he couldn't move. He couldn't move the rock. And the Lord's answer was, I don't know if this is exactly how he stated it, but I didn't expect you to move the rock. But look at yourself. You're healthier and you have more muscles, and you have strengthened yourself because you pushed against that rock. And that's how our faith is. If we think a task is too great for us, we might be feeling like we're pushing against that rock. And we may not even, like Rollin said this morning, we may not even be able to move that rock. But it's the act of exercising our faith. And He blesses us each according in different ways. And some of us have different weaknesses. One of my weaknesses that I have is obvious. I get nervous speaking in front of people, and I have a tendency to get a little emotional, and it makes me uncomfortable. And I think back to the first time that I was asked to be Sunday school superintendent, at this church, and how nervous that made me feel, and how frightened, I really was frightened. But I wanted to do that for the Lord. And so I gave it a try, and I prayed about it a lot. And it really, really meant a lot to me. And it gave me a testimony about faith. And it's a small testimony, but it means a lot to me. And that's how we are a lot of times. And if you feel like, you know, you can't do something for the Lord, because you're afraid to or because you're not able to, well, try in faith anyway. It'll surprise you what you can do. And if it turns out you can't do it, at least you exercised your faith. You know, we have a lot of things happen here in the church. The Christmas program is one. It made me feel really good to see all the young people in the church make an effort to be in the Christmas program. I could see how nervous they were. And they were blessed because they made an effort, and I'm sure that there were some prayers said, and their faith was exercised. And we should all consider what we can do for the Lord. And the next time, maybe if we have a friend that could use some help, or if we have an opportunity to tell or explain to someone about the gospel, don't be nervous. Say a prayer, have a little faith, and do what the Lord has asked us to do. Many times it's the Lord that puts these things in our hearts, and if we'll listen to Him and have a little faith in them, then great things can be accomplished. Second chapter of Moroni, page 774. starting at verse 9. And there are different ways that these gifts are administered, but it is the same God which worketh all in them, or worketh in all. And they are given by manifestations of the Spirit of God unto men to profit them. For behold, to one is given the Spirit of God that they may teach the word of wisdom, and to another that he may teach the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, to another exceeding great faith, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and again to another that he may work mighty miracles, and again to another that he may prophesy concerning all things, and again to another the beholding of angels and ministering spirits, and again to another all kinds of tongues, and again to another the interpretation of languages and of diverse kinds of tongues. And all these gifts come by the Spirit of Christ, and they come unto every man severally according as he will. And I exhort you, my beloved brethren, that ye remember that every good gift cometh of Christ. Considering that every good gift cometh from Christ, three of the most important gifts that he gives us are faith, hope, and charity. And would you turn with me to Ether, chapter 5. Starting at verse 4. Wherefore, whosoever believeth in God might with surety hope for a better world, yea, even a place at the right hand of God, which hope cometh of faith, maketh an anchor to the souls of men, which would make them sure and steadfast, always abounding in good works, being led to glorify God. And it came to pass that Ether did prophesy great and marvelous things unto the people, which they did not believe, because they saw them not. And now I, Moroni, would speak somewhat concerning these things. I would show unto the world that faith is the things which are hoped for and not seen. Here we can see that hope cometh of faith. And because we have hope, we can anchor ourselves in Christ. And this is something else that's a gift of God. And this is something else that we should practice in, that we can make this stronger in us, our faith and our hope. And this is what God expects of us. He expects us to take those things that he's given to us and use them and make them stronger. In Moroni 7:52, on page 768. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever, and whosoever is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all urgency of heart, that ye may be filled with this love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have his hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure. This morning our brother was talking about becoming perfect, and I believe that's how he meant it as well this morning, just as it says here, that we can't be there unless we have charity. And if we have charity, we can have hope that we can be as perfect and as clean as Christ, or perfect in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and that I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not especially provoked. Thinketh no either evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whatever there be prophets, they shall fail. Whatever there be tongues, they shall fail, or they shall cease. Whatever there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So we can see that we must have charity, and we can see that charity is the pure love of God. Chapter 6 in Luke. Starting on verse 27. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy cloak or take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that man should do to you, do ye also to them. For if we love them which love you, for if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them whom ye hope to receive, what thank ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful, ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye might, withal it shall be measured unto you again. We can see how, here how to have charity, we must have forgiveness. We must be long-suffering. And along with that, we must be able to accept other people. If not be judgmental of the mistakes they've made, that we need to be able to forgive them and give them an opportunity to be part of the body of Christ. If we, I'm not sure quite exactly how to say this, if we if we hold to ourselves and snub other people that are outside of our circle of friends or outside of our church, and we don't make them feel, we don't make them feel welcome or wanted, that's not charity. We need to be able to make people feel welcome. We need to be able to make people feel that that we're not going to be judgmental, or that we're not going to hold things against them when they discover that they have committed some error. And if we can't do that, if we're not able to do that, then we have no charity. And how can Christ's church grow if we're not able to present ourselves in a manner, and we're not able to have the love that it requires that it can grow? So not only do we need to be able to forgive ourselves, but we need to be able to forgive those who we expect someday, and we hope, to join the body of Christ. In On Ether, chapter 5, on page 748, verses 28. I give unto men weakness, that they may be humble, and my grace is sufficient for all men, that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then I will make weak things become strong unto them. Behold, I will show unto the Gentiles their weaknesses, and I will show unto them that faith, hope, and charity bringeth unto me the foundation of all righteousness. And I, Moroni, having heard these words, was comforted and said, O Lord, my righteousness will be done. For I know that thou workest unto the children of men according to their faith. For the brother of Jared said unto the mountains wherein, remove, and it was removed. And if he had not faith, it would not have been, would not have moved. Wherefore thou workest after that men have faith. For thus do thou manifest thyself unto thy disciples. For after they had faith, they and did speak in thy name, thou didst show thyself unto them in great power. And I also remember that thou didst have said, thou hadst prepared a house for man, yea, even among the mansions of thy Father, in the which man might have a more excellent hope. Wherefore man must hope, for he cannot receive an inheritance in the place which thou hast prepared. And again I remember that thou hast, And again I remember that thou hast said that thou hast loved the world even to the laying down of thy life for the world, and thou mightest take it up again to prepare a place for the children of men. And now that this love which thou hast had for the children of men is charity. Wherefore, except men shall have charity, they cannot inherit that place which thou hast prepared in the nations, mansions of thy Father. Wherefore, I know by this thing which thou hast said, that if the Gentiles have not charity because of our weaknesses, that thou wilt prove them, and take away their talent, yea, even that which they have received, and give unto them which shall have more abundantly. And it came to pass that I prayed unto the Lord, and that he would give unto me, unto the Gentiles, grace, that they might have charity. And it came to pass that the Lord said unto me, if they have not charity, it mattereth not unto thee. Thou hadst been faithful, wherefore thy garments shall be made clean. And because thou hadst seen thy weaknesses, thou shalt be made strong, even unto the setting down in the place which I have prepared in the mansions of my Father. And now I Moroni bid farewell unto the Gentiles, yea, and also unto my brethren, whom I love, until we shall meet before the judgment seat of Christ, where all men shall know that my garments are not spotted with your blood. And then shall ye know that I have seen Jesus, and that he hath talked with me face to face, and that he told me in plain humility, even as a man telleth another in mine own language concerning these things, and only a few have I written because of my weakness in writing. And now I would command you to seek this Jesus of grace, of Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written, that the grace of God the Father, and also the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, which beareth a record of them, may be able, that may abide in you forever. Amen. It says here that if we don't have charity, that our talent would be taken away from us. And that pretty much says it. It puts it on the line. In 2 Nephi, on page 147, verses 106, he commandeth that there shall be no priestcrafts, for behold, priestcrafts are that men preach and set themselves up for a light unto the world, that they may get gain and praise of the world, but they seek not the welfare of Zion. Behold, the Lord hath forbid these things, wherefore the Lord God hath given a commandment that all men should have charity, which charity is love, and except they should have charity, they were nothing. Wherefore, if they should have charity, they would not suffer the labor in Zion, to perish. But the labor in Zion shall labor for Zion, but the laborer in Zion shall labor for Zion, for if they labor for money, they shall perish. So if we want Zion, if we want to be part of Zion, then we must have charity, and we must labor for that. One thing that you hear sometimes when people talk about Zion is sometimes you hear somebody say, well, I always hear people talking about Zion, and these people that talk about it, that they want to see Zion come, are people that don't have anything, physical things. They don't have a lot of money or property. And if they had a lot of property, they wouldn't feel that way. And I've heard that said, but that's not the point of Zion. And we can see here that but the laborer in Zion shall labor for Zion, for if they labor for money, they shall perish. And that's kind of the way it is. If we really want Zion, we have to be able to give up our possessions. And not continue to labor solely for our possessions, that we should labor for Zion. And that's one thing that we need to change. And I can't see how we can labor for Zion if we don't have charity. Because charity is going to teach us how that we should labor for Zion. For my final scripture, I'd like to use Alma 5:39-42. It's on page 325. And now I would that ye should be humble and be submissive and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of patience and long-suffering, being temperate in all things, being diligent in keeping the commandments of God at all times, asking for whatsoever things ye stand in need, both spiritual and temporal, always returning thanks unto God for whatsoever things ye do receive. And see that ye have faith, hope, and charity, and then ye will always abound in good works. To sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the holy prophets who have been ever since the world began, having your garments spotless, even as their garments are spotless in the kingdom of heaven, to go no more out. Thank you.